Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1746. Why We Sold Our Fancy Car, the Acura NSX, by Mr. 1500 of 1500days.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This show is actually one of multiple shows in our network covering different topics like personal development, health, and relationships. So if you like narration-style podcasts, be sure to search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this and check out our other shows. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Why We Sold Our Fancy Car, the Acura NSX, by Mr. 1500 of 1500days.com. The Acura NSX debuted when I was in high school, way back in the 90s. It was my perfect car. I've always been a car guy, and the NSX was light, simple, normally aspirated, no power steering, great in the corners. Its chassis was tuned by one of the best F1 drivers in history. Reliable, yay Honda, and beautiful. NSX's curves still look great after all these years. But I would never have one. At least I didn't think that I would. NSX dream becomes reality. I didn't grow up with money. Most of the cars my parents owned were used ones when Detroit wasn't doing so well. My father's fervent Buy American stance led to ownership of vehicles like the Chevy Citation. I remember my poor father spending many, many nights and weekends under the hood of our cars, trying to keep them going. Profanity spewed out of the garage. Side note, to be politically correct, my parents told everyone my first word was car. My mother admitted to me once that it was actually the F word. Anyway, the starting price of an NSX was about $60,000. I'd never have the money to buy one. I didn't have high expectations for myself and never dreamed that I'd amount to much. But then my money insecurity led me to bust serious ass for a couple of decades. It wasn't the right decision. But hey, now I'm sitting on a big pile of money. Life is good. When the pile started to get pretty big, I started casually looking at NSXs. I always talked myself out of buying one, though. I hoped that the desire to own one would go away, but it never did. So in May of 2017, I pulled the trigger. I drove it from Wisconsin back to Colorado. Speeding down Wisconsin country roads was incredible. One of the silly joys of life is downshifting into a turn and then laying on the gas. The joy wears off. So, this is true. The pursuit is often more fun than the ownership of it. We decided to get rid of the NSX for several reasons. Number one, we didn't drive it much. We have three cars and barely need one. I'm vastly underemployed, and Mindy mostly works from home. Number two, mental bandwidth. The NSX was in really nice condition, and I'm a scrappy guy. I was always worried about nailing it with a tool or spilling something in the car. One day, I came out of the house, and my children were circling the car on scooters, inches away from the body. I nearly crushed myself. On top of all that, it was yet another mechanical contrivance to maintain. Number three, we bought real estate. If everything goes as planned, we'll close on a live-in flip on Friday. If we didn't sell the car, we'd have to sell stocks and get hit with capital gains. Number four, I'm done with gas. Electric cars are an epiphany. There is beauty in simplicity. An internal combustion engine is a Rube Goldberg machine compared to an electric motor. I may never buy another fuel burner. Number five, no more joy. In the end, the most important reason is that it just didn't bring us happiness anymore. Sure, it was fun to stomp on the gas on highway entrance ramps and mountain corners, but those moments were few and far between. I don't regret buying it because the car is now out of my system, but I'm happy to see it gone. Money. We paid $45,000 for the car and sold it for the exact same amount. A friend who was obsessed with the NSX stated that I should have been able to get about $50,000 if I had patience. Normally, I would have waited for the selling season, which is the spring. However, we needed to come with cash for the upcoming home purchase. Had we held on to the car, we would have had to sell stocks and incur about $3,000 in long-term capital gains taxes. Even if we would have been able to get $50,000 for the car in the spring, we wouldn't have come out that far ahead. Plus, I wanted to reclaim garage space and mental space. Most supercars are notoriously expensive to own. Not the NSX, though. It was up to date with maintenance when I bought it. So in the 2.5 years that we owned it, I changed the oil every spring and I washed it regularly. That's it. Full coverage insurance was more expensive than our Mazda 5 or our Honda Element, but still wasn't too bad either, at slightly less than $400 a year. Bye-bye, sweet car. My heart hurt for a couple of minutes as the NSX disappeared from view, but I'm glad we did it. The car should be owned by someone who'll drive it more than we did. The new owner is a car guy, so it's going to a good home. I will probably have a fancy car again someday, but it'll be electric. If I had to buy one now, it would probably be a Tesla Model S. Good examples of the latter can now be had for under $40,000. But we don't need another car. Mindy and I have two, and we barely need one. So there will be no Tesla in my near future. Thanks for the memories, sweet NSX. I'm sorry that we didn't get to drive Highway 1 in California. I do regret that a little bit. I hope that your new owner treats you right. You just listened to the post titled, Why We Sold Our Fancy Car, the Acura NSX, by Mr. 1500 of 1500days.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Not too long ago, I read an article from Doc G over at Earn and Invest, where he talked about how he uncharacteristically bought a Tesla, and he loved that car. Even after years of driving it, he continued to love it. But he regretted buying it because of how other people in his life started treating him differently, since historically he was very modest with his material possessions. He said if he could do it over again, he wouldn't have bought the Tesla. But in my opinion, his regret was driven by the wrong reasons. He got joy out of that car, but he let other people's opinions and treatment of him kill his joy. This to me is an example of why we need to foster our own sense of self-direction and constantly remind ourselves that other people's opinions of us are simply none of our business. The article today describes an entirely different scenario and one that I think is a bit more typical. It's a classic case of hedonic adaptation, which is the tendency for our happiness to return to a baseline set point regardless of our circumstances, choices, or accomplishments. It's the main reason I choose not to buy a Tesla, because I know after the dopamine wears off, I'll feel exactly the same about the Tesla as I do my 2010 Mazda 3 that I bought for $6,000 cash. I see no reason to spend that much money without any additional long-term benefit. I can also appreciate how taxing it could be mentally to own expensive things. There's more pressure to protect these things because they're so expensive to replace. I have a lot of peace of mind with my cheap car. If something were to happen to it, it's not that big of a deal, as I only spent $6,000 on it, and it's easily replaced. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.